Now, back to Angel and Eric, the experienced pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Sitting in for Angel today is our good friend Robert Grieve of Nylands Collision Center in Englewood, Colorado. Robert, thank you so much.
Love being here.
Absolutely. You know this is the most positive business talk show in America. And I'm perusing my notes for the show and I'm thinking, what just happened here? We're supposed to be talking about negative publicity?
On a positive talk show?
What? We must talk to the expert. Jay Shore is the founder and managing partner of the Best Medical Practices Solution and a regular contributor here to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Jay, welcome back to the broadcast, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me again. I apologize if it's scratchy. I am calling remote today from an airport, so it's going to be a little bit tough, but I'm going to have some great information this afternoon.
Well, you are
good.
You're coming through loud and clear, my friend.
Great.
Is it true we're going to talk about negative publicity on social media?
Well, I'll tell you, I all the time speak about all the positive things that we can do to help businesses, but this is probably one of the hardest things that I go through, especially in the medical community, because as you know, I represent a lot of physicians and unhappy patients that just may not be happy about a result. It may not be due to the physician or in any business can post anything on websites like Yelp and RealSelf, and they don't even have to be true.
Absolutely.
Isn't that the truth?
Amen. All right. So, Jay, what do we do?
Well, let me explain that when a bushfire starts, it spreads like with devastating speed, and it feeds on everything in its path, and it bludgeons into an unmanageable situation until after back-breaking work, it finally is brought under control. But negative publicity is the adverse publicity that a firm incurs due to a particular reason, which leads to potentially disastrous consequences. Mm-hmm. And the firm's reputation among its customers' competitors can be badly tarnished. And needless to say, it hurts the businesses really, really bad.
Okay.
Because people just write whatever they want. And let me explain the most unfortunate part about this entire situation. They don't even have to put in their real name.
Yeah.
So they can go under a pseudonym or a blind name, which really isn't fair.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And yet it is out there and people are doing it. And they do comment on, you know, Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. And then you go to the Yelps of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
How should we handle
What do we do?
Well, there is an offensive and a defensive approach, and I always try to explain, do not try and get into a diatribe of dialogue back and forth. Mm. All you're going to do is incite the writer, and then it gets worse.
Right.
So don't call them bad names.
No, and don't try and defend yourself, because your good clients are going to be your good clients. Number one, look into the problem, identify its cause, and if it's obvious, get experts to verify or debunk any of these claims and rumors, because have some of your clients and or patients post positive things about it, which will then in turn push those negative things down into the ranking.
Mm-hmm.
And work out a plan of counterattack and give out concrete proof of good, safe practices. Do not ever make things up, because there are companies out there that can prove that some of these things were made up by consistent IP addresses. And there's a Federal Trade Commission that came upon a medical practice and fined them heavily because they were posting positive things on these things to negate it. And it really wasn't true.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. You need to be, let me see if I can kind of put this into layman's terms. You need to be true and honest about your discovery of the problem. If there is a problem, it's okay probably to say, oh my gosh, we will take care of that right away, right?
I would recommend that you don't defend the action of the accusation, but say, we are willing to write the wrong.
Yes.
So that there's never any situation.
Absolutely.
That,
now,
you know,
and what about, Jay, what about the people who say, well, heck, I'm just going to go even one step further. I'm just going to delete every negative comment.
Well, you know, there are companies out there, and I said this in a prior show, if there are terms and conditions that many of these companies have to have that accept these negative comments. Mm. And if there's anything that is personally disparaging or defamatory, and you write back to that company, they will delete the negative comment with a comment that it was removed due to a violation of terms of service.
Mm.
And that's a very good thing to do. In other words, don't allow somebody to make a personal slanderous comment, because you really can't go after the person, even though you may know who it is, because they go under a pseudonym.
Yes, I completely agree with that. And, you know, and I'd like your take on kind of what I've said as far as the, when you have control, maybe it's not Yelp, but maybe it's your Facebook page or something like that, and somebody writes in something negative. Again, once you've done your due diligence and you've found out whether or not the complaint has any teeth to it, if there's truth to it, you handle it respectfully. You don't defend, but you say we'll make it right, and you take your conversation offline with that person. But you don't delete unless it is so egregious and no merit to it. Mm-hmm. You don't delete those posts because people are also watching how you handle controversy or conflict, right?
That is correct. And the person who posted it is watching the comments that come after that.
For sure.
And if you delete it, they're going to get even more vicious.
Right, they're going to
put double.
Bottom
line to this is there are companies out there that specialize in getting these deleted or moving them down in the rankings. And there is a company that I use in the medical community that I trust will be one of the best. And there are some great references for in the medical community. It's called the Patient Connect program, brought by Patients Unlimited Marketing Consultant, that employs powerful tools in a proprietary program. And within 48 hours, the program gathers a high volume of positive comments from your current and existing patients, because or your customers always have written testimonials, because you can back it up that way and make sure if it's in the medical community that it's HIPAA compliant.
Right.
And coincidentally, it also finds the latent negative comments that can be addressed before they hit the reputation review site.
Absolutely. And let me just couple that with here at the Experience Pros Radio Show, we have our own internal reputation report by todaysofficecall.com. That's todaysofficecall.com. So in case you're not out there in the medical community, you can have todaysofficecall.com offer you. It's $197 value. They're going to give you the report free. You can see what everybody is saying all across, and they are one of those companies that Jay is talking about that can help make those things go away and stop affecting you adversely. Jay, you are just always spot on with your advice and help. Would you please give us some contact information for you?
Sure. In the event that you do, and you are in the medical community and you have these negative comments, I work with these companies all the time, and feel free to contact me at jayshorr, J-A-Y-S-H-O-R-R, at thebestmbs or www.thebestmedicalbusinesssolutions or www.thebestmbs.com.
Wonderful. Jay Shore, thank you for joining us today, and have safe travel wherever you're going, my friend.
Thank you very much. I look forward to our next dialogue.
Absolutely. You know, great advice from him, and so important, and I'm going to direct our listening audience one more time. Go to todaysofficecall.com and check out that get that free reputation report anywhere in the country. And if you want to really get going there, text Facebook, the word Facebook, to 72727, and you'll find out more about how to handle
Did you? I did that.
What'd you find?
I am not telling you.
Okay, great. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Experience Pros are here to help you get your business right. To learn more, visit experiencepros.com.